We've all been listening to what we in the broadcast biz call year-enders, the most popular books, music, movies of the year, and of course, the always moving lists of people who died this year, mostly famous people. But we also have our lists of people in our private lives. Our close friends' Christmas dinner always includes toasts to people who are no longer at the table. It's a moment of memory we welcome and dread at the same time. We all have our own ways of remembering our dead, and I want to share mine with you. I have a daily digital memorial. It's a password. Every day I settle down with whatever digital device I'm using at the time and type in a password. At the office, at home, in a cab. The first time I did this, it was my mother's name. She's been dead for almost 30 years. Like most women from our part of the country, she had two first names. She also had two husbands. Therefore, lots of names to choose among, making it possible for me to combine and recombine them for years, both for comfort and for security's sake. My father was next. I used his names for several years. And each time I typed those names into the computer, the person came into my mind. I felt my passwords were digital insurance against losing all the memories I have of being a child of these two people, of working with my dad at his grocery store, of learning to cook with my mother, of family stories I heard from them. When I created new passwords, sometimes I put their numbers in, ancient phone numbers, dates, combinations that mean something only to me and them. It was a shock when I first entered the name of a close family member who was younger than I was when she died. I thought about that, and I thought about who's next on my password list. But then I got a grip, and I invited her memory to come in and comfort me.